Hi guys, and welcome back to another Kiru video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you and telling you everything you need to know about the new Kiru Filled Pocket. So sit back, relax, hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be telling you all about the new Filled Pocket Stroker from Kiru. So I received this stroker less than 24 hours ago and it's already on pre-sale. But depending on when you watch this video, it may already be on general release. So what I'm going to do is give you a quick unboxing video of the Filled Pocket Stroker. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the toy and then give you a review in the morning once I've used it. And like all the rest of my videos, I'll give you a bit more information about what you need to know about the Kiru Filled Pocket Stroker. So enough waffling from me, let's get into the unboxing video.
Okay guys, like every video, I like to show the outside of the box to show that there is no labels referring to Kiru. There was a shipping label, but that only had my details on it. So receiving a toy from Kiru is extremely discreet. Inside the box, you'll notice that I've got the Filled Pocket Stroker and I've also got the Power Blow. You will be able to buy the Filled Pocket Stroker on its own or together as a combo with the Power Blow. If bought together as a bundle, it will be called a Pocket Blow Bundle, which simply means you get the stroker and the power blow together. So I won't be showing you the power blow in this video, I'll save that for an upcoming one. What I am going to show you is the Filled Pocket Stroker and what you get inside. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. Like all other Kiru strokers, when you open the box, there is a cardboard support inside. This stops the tube from rattling about and protects it during shipping. So let's take this out of the way and show you the pocket stroker in a little bit more detail. For those wondering how much shorter the Filled Pocket Stroker is compared to the other Fieldstar strokers, it measures 2¾ inches less, which is 75 millimeters. If you're not sure what that looks like, I have added a comparison picture on screen now. The regular Fieldstar Stroker is on the left hand side and the Filled Pocket Stroker is on the right. To open up the tube, there is a small lip that you need to put your fingernail in and pop the lid off. Once the lid is off, you'll see that the sleeve is not modelled on a content creator. If you want to be able to remove the sleeve for cleaning, all you need to do is pull it out of the tube. Then once you've cleaned and dried your sleeve, all you need to do is slide it back into the tube and line it up with the groove that runs along the outside of the sleeve. I do recommend that you buy some of the refreshing powder to make sure that your sleeve stays soft and well maintained. To fit the power blow onto your Filled Pocket Stroker, all you need to do is unscrew the base. Once unscrewed, you'll need to get the rubber O-ring from your power blow box. Slide the O-ring on and screw on your power blow. Once the power blow has been fully screwed on, you're ready to go. What I'm going to show you next is the sleeve itself. All Kiru strokers have different textures and lumps and bumps on the inside of the sleeve, and the new Filled Pocket is no exception. As you can see, there are lumps and bumps running along the inside of the sleeve. These run along the back 5 inches of the sleeve. The first inch where you enter is a bunch of ridges. If you have been inspired to buy the Filled Pocket Stroker or the Pocket Blow Bundle, there is a link in the description below. And if you found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos.
So there you have it guys, that is the Filled Pocket Stroker from Kiru. So a few things you need to know about the stroker itself. It measures 6 inches long, which is 15 centimeters. So the recommended maximum diameter of person who can use this toy is 1.7 inches, which is 4.5 centimeters. And don't worry, if you are slightly wider than that, you can still use it. It's just a recommended. So it is important to note that this is not compatible with the Kiru Kian. But that's not to say if you've got one of the larger tubes, you can't put the sleeve inside that and use it with the Kiru Kian. Now in the unboxing video, you obviously know that I've got the Power Blow and I'll be giving you a proper review of that in the next video. So make sure to hit that subscribe button, notification bell for that one. What I am actually going to go and do now is test this out and I'll give you a review in the morning. Good morning, I have used the Filled Pocket Stroker and it's review time. Now I did start using the Pocket Stroker with the Power Blow attached and it did feel really good. Now as it was late, I didn't have time to see what the Power Blow does and what all the buttons did. It wasn't complicated to use, it was just late. So I decided to take it off and go old school. Now I had absolutely no issues with this toy. The length of it was good and it was tight inside. And I don't just mean that I'm quite girthy, which I am, but what I'm saying is that the entrance of the toy and everything inside makes it feel tighter. Two things that I strongly advise you to use is lots of lube. Because the sleeve is made of TPE, it is quite sticky when you get inside and you do want some lube. Always be generous and make sure to add some to your basket when you purchase the Field Pocket Stroker. I did say there was two things, and the second is the regen powder. Now the reason for this is once you've washed and cleaned your sleeve, you do need to leave it to dry. And once it dries, it becomes quite sticky. What the regenerative powder does is that it coats it and makes it all soft and supple again. Now, when it comes to buying the Field Pocket Stroker, it's either going to be sold separately or together with the Power Blow as a combo. If you do have the Power Blow already, you do not need to add it to your cart. You just need to buy the Field Pocket Stroker. But if you do want to buy the two together, it's going to be called the Pocket Blow Bundle. All that means is that it comes in a box together. It just makes it more easier when you're ordering. You don't have to add both items to your basket. The Power Blow is fully compatible with the Field Connect app. This means you can connect it to other people and let them control your toy. And you'll also be able to connect it to third-party platforms. And if all that wasn't enough, you can also connect the Power Blow to the FeelMe AI platform. The FeelMe AI platform tracks the action that's going on screen and relays it back to your toy. This will immerse you deeper into your video and making it more realistic. I do have a video on the FeelMe AI platform just in the top right hand side of your screen. If you do buy the Power Blow as a bundle with the Field Pocket Stroker, you can also use it with the other FeelStar Strokers. If you'd like to chat to other Kiru users, there is a link to my Reddit group in the description below. In the group, you can chat anything Kiru related and you can swap control links. So make sure to check out that link and get the most from your Kiru toy. If I have inspired you to buy the Field Pocket Stroker or the Power Blow, there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Kiru's profits should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Until next time, peace out.